This is Kent Newsom. Welcome to the February 4th edition of the Newsom.org Rancho Cast. We've got 8 songs tonight, no particular theme, just some good Americana alternative country music with a blues song finale, as is our custom. We'll also talk a little bit about the upcoming versions of the 3 primary online email applications, being Yahoo Mail, Hotmail, which will soon be renamed Windows Live Mail, and Gmail. I've used all 3, having finally gotten my invitation to beta test Yahoo Mail, and I'll talk about what I like about them, what I don't like about them, and which one I think is the best. It'll be kind of a companion piece to the post on Newsom.org earlier this week. Let's start out with a song by Whiskey Town. Whiskey Town is one of my all-time favorite bands. I have so much Whiskey Town music. There's a lot of records. There's a lot of bootleg stuff available. The one we're going to start off with tonight is a live version of maybe my favorite Whiskey Town song, Dancing with the Women at the Bar. This is one from Austin City Limits, and it's a good bit more up-tempo and more rock-oriented than the version on the record, but I really like it. I think it sounds good. Dancing with Women at the Bar, live Whiskey Town, leading off this edition of the Newsom.org Rancho Cast.
Thank you very much. I wonder if anybody's ever gotten up here and really blown it, and they just never showed it. This next one is another one off Stranger's Almanac, but it sounds a little different. We hope you like it.
Yeah.
That is one of my favorite Whiskey Town songs, and that's actually one of my favorite versions. I just like the way it sounds, kind of up-tempo like that. Well, I got a special guest tonight. I've been talking to Cassidy about joining me on our podcast, and she's a little young, but she likes music, and sometimes we like the same music. And so she's going to introduce a song now by one of my other favorite bands of all time. And without further ado, I'll let Cassidy tell you what we're going to hear next on the Newsom.org Rancho Cast.
This song is by Uncle Tupelo, and it's called High Water.
Try to face up to the blinding sun. Racing for final word to come, facing up is hard. Stay devout, I can't see the sand when it's running out, and it's running out. Seem to find common ground. I can't see the sand, but it's running out. It's only circumstances, but it's the difference that gets in the way. No race is run this direction. You can't break even, you can't even quit the game.
That's a great song by a great band that, of course, spawned both Wilco and Sunvolt, with Jeff Tweedy and Jay Farrar both having been in Uncle Tupelo. I saw Wilco right after they formed, and it was funny. One of the people in the audience kept yelling for whiskey bottle. Of course, that's a Jay Farrar song. And finally, Jeff Tweedy just kind of stopped everything and said, look, man, that's not my song, so I can't sing it. It was pretty funny. We're going to play now a song by one of the original outlaw singers who unfortunately isn't as well known as some of his proteges. Tom Paul Glazer had a bunch of good records back in the 70s, and I like his stuff a lot. It's hard to find. You can find some greatest hits and that type of thing, but we're going to do his version of West Canterbury Subdivision Blues, which is a mighty fine song, some good classic Americana here on the Newsom.org Rancho Cast.
I built her a castle of permastone, but I should have reigned more with her. Too often I left my queen alone, and that was no way to leave her. I rode out in quest of song and wine, that was no way to treat her. I kept her hanging like grapes on the vine, and that was no way to keep her. Prince Good Guy rode by on his milk white steed, and casually mentioned my misdeed. Promised a love far greater than mine, thus pulled out and plucked he my grape from the vine. I built her a castle out upon it. I bought her a TV with stereo, but I never listened much to it. Now I have a castle, but the queen's not home, and that's no way to have her. I have the vine, but the grapes are gone. That's no way to run a vineyard. Prince Good Guy rode by on his milk white steed, and casually mentioned my misdeeds. He promised a love far greater than mine, thus pulled he and plucked he my grape from the vine.
I've talked a lot about Steve Pride here on the Rancho Cast, and also anytime I start talking to somebody who shares my musical taste and we start trading ideas, I always bring up Steve Pride. He was a contemporary of Uncle Tupelo, didn't get nearly the acclaim that they did, but I tell you what, he made some good songs. And I talk a lot of times about his live record, which is called Pride on Pride. And I've played Eva Peron and some other songs off of there on the Rancho Cast before. But he also has an earlier studio album called Haint from 1998. I actually found it on Amazon, and you can probably still find it if you look around. And it's good. It's got some great songs on there. It's not as rough and rowdy as Pride on Pride, but it's got some good stuff on there. And this is one of them. This is the last song on the record called Cold China Rain. Some Steve Pride, one of the favorites here at the Newsom.org Rancho Cast.
Well, he played big honk in his old hometown. Had his name up in lights, so good time friends all came down. Was a tear in his eye when he sang that old song. The feeling just wasn't the same. Left him standing there in the cold China rain. Well, you ain't got no money, sometimes you don't come home. Ain't no use in asking, night is too reckless to fall. See, the more that you've got, the more you just worry that someone will take it. Standing there in the cold China rain. Now I'm going back home to the cold China rain. Well, I don't ask for much, just a signal that's clear. I don't have to explain. Well, you don't have to walk down a lonely old street where no one remembers your name. Oh, it's raining now. Oh, it's raining now. But the snow's on the way. Well, he played the big horn in the long autumn night. He stood there alone, the reflection of the flashing taillights. He stood there alone, the driver said, "Boys, if we cold China rain." If we don't get caught in the cold China rain.
You know, there are very few people that I can say I would travel a great distance to see live that I haven't already seen. But if I ever find out Steve Pride's touring or playing anywhere I can get to, I'll go. I really, really like that guy's voice and his songwriting. Just good stuff. I wish I could hear more of it. Let's take a break from the music and talk a little bit about some technology, another thing that we write about a lot here at Newsom.org. I did a story this week about web-based emails. And then the three primary web-based emails are Gmail, which is Google, Yahoo Mail, which is Yahoo, and Hotmail, which is Microsoft. Each of these applications is about to enter a new phase with a new version. Gmail, of course, is in beta, and many people have tried it and love it. And I've got some Gmail invitations. If anybody wants one and doesn't have one, I can't imagine that you don't already have it if you want it, because they're pretty easy to come by. But I've got plenty of Gmail invitations. If anybody wants one, just drop me an email. But there's Gmail, then there's Yahoo Mail, which has been around for a long time. A lot of people use it, but they're about to come out with a very different version, which I'm now beta testing. And there's the new version of Hotmail, which will be called Windows Live Mail. And let me kind of give you the bottom line on this. I've tried all three of them. I don't use any of them as my primary email address. I use my ken@newsom.org as my primary email address, which I check via Outlook. But I also have email addresses I use for things like when I buy software, when I register for a website, and times that I don't really want to use my primary email address. And I've used all three of them pretty extensively. And kind of here's the rundown on the new versions. Gmail is radically different because it has a wholly new interface in terms of how you store mail. It doesn't use folders like people are typically used to doing. It stores them in conversations. And it's very different. And probably if you were starting over with email or you're just getting into it, it might make all the sense in the world. I love Google mostly. I don't like this new plan to build a new internet, which I also talked about on the website. But I like Google in general. And I think Gmail's pretty cool. There's a Firefox extension called Gmail Manager that allows you to manage multiple email accounts from Gmail very easily. And if you use Firefox and you want to have many or more than one email accounts or email addresses with Gmail, is the way to go probably because of this great Firefox extension. Windows Live Mail, I like. Now, I'm a Firefox user, and their website doesn't work right yet with Firefox, but they know that, and they say on the beta test page that they're working on that, and I believe they'll get that right. I like it because it looks a lot like Outlook, and if you're used to using Outlook like I am, it's very integrated, and it's very easy to adjust to using online mail. I like the way their calendars and their contacts are all integrated on the page. They don't have RSS feeds, though, and Gmail doesn't either, but they have something called Web Clips that you can have some RSS content scrolled across the top of your page. I don't know. I think the Web Clips ought to be in addition to and not in lieu of RSS features, and I think Windows Live Mail needs RSS features. I don't know if it's going to get them or not. My expectation is that it will. Yahoo Mail, which I just started using a little bit this week, it's very well designed. The calendar view features are great. I don't like their contact display when you're looking at your contacts or your address book as much, but it does have full integration of RSS feeds, which is wonderful. I'm never going to use an email client to read my blogs and my other RSS feeds simply because I like to do it online. So if I read something at home early in the morning and I check it again over at lunch at the office, if I've already read it, I want it to stay marked as read. And if you do something offline, you're going to have to do it all over again because they're not really synchronized from computer to computer. But there's some things like headlines from newspapers, that type of thing, that it makes perfect sense to read in an email client. And Yahoo Mail has very good RSS implementation. The calendar view, again, is excellent in Yahoo Mail. It does crash for me sometimes using Firefox, and I don't like the contacts view as much as I like the contacts view and some of the others. So none of these web mail applications are perfect, but if you're just starting out with email, it makes all the sense in the world if you don't have your own domain like I do. In other words, if you're using Comcast or Houston.rr.com, why not use an online email client so you can read your email from everywhere? I've got 10 years or so of emails to something at Newsom.org that lead me not to want to change. But if I was starting out today or talking to somebody who was starting out today who asked me for advice, and you were just using a typical email provider, you don't have your own domain name, I'd say go ahead and try online. Now, if I had to pick one right now, I'd probably pick Yahoo. My expectation is that Windows Live Mail will catch up with it and probably be the choice down the road. Gmail is a cool program, but it's just a little too weird for me. But check them out, and I've got an article on the website, newsom.org, you can read. But that's kind of my thoughts in general on the new versions, the upcoming versions, not yet public versions, of these new email applications. So for what it's worth, those are my thoughts. Go check them out and see which one you like, and let me know. Whether post a comment on the website and tell me what you think. All right, let's get back to some music now. How about that? One of the great websites that has gone to heck in a handbasket, along with, of course, Napster, was mp3.com. When it first came out, I found it to be a phenomenal place to find good alternative country music, not just to put your music up there. I had a web page or a site at mp3.com where I promoted my music, but I found a ton of good music, good legal music, from mp3.com before it got subsumed by some bigger company and turned into something horrible. And I tell you, of all the people that I found on mp3.com. I didn't like anybody better than this cat named Robert Bobby. And I found his page, and the first few songs of his I played just blew me away. I have no idea where this guy's from. I don't remember if I ever knew. But I have a few MP3s from mp3.com that I downloaded back in the day, and I'm sure glad I do, because I tell you, this guy is really good. And the one that I'm going to play right now, and there's a bunch of them that are all good, but I'm going to play one right now. It's a mid-tempo number called Love Drunk. This is Robert Bobby, and I'm going to put his name in the description on the website, so maybe a Google search, he'll find it and email me and tell me where he is and how I can get more of his music. This is Robert Bobby, a blast from the past off of mp3.com back in the day when it was good, doing a song called Love Drunk here on the Newsom.org Rancho Cast. Hearing this song again makes me wish mp3.com still mattered. Unfortunately, online music these days is nothing but copy protection infested bloatware. forced upon people like me and you by the record label cartel and their henchmen, the RIAA. I won't buy any online music because I don't steal music. I don't pirate music. But I'm not going to have somebody tell me where I can and can't listen to my own music. And that's what they try to do. Anyhow, back in the day, it was a good site. Let's turn now and enjoy a little girl power. One of my favorite current female singers is Nico Case. And she's got some really good records and some really good songs on some other records that I don't like quite as much. But one of my favorite songs that she's done is a cover of an old Loretta Lynn song called Rated X. And it's hard to imagine anybody outdoing Loretta, but I think she does it on this song. This is Nico Case doing an outstanding cover of the Loretta Lynn song Rated X. Check it out. All right, we're down to two more, and the last one's going to be a blues song, so let's finish up the alternative country Americana portion of the show with a song by one of my old and good friends. And I like this song so much, I may have played it before, and if you've heard it before, please bear with me because it's worth hearing again. My buddy Mark Barker has got some great songs, and I've heard lots of them, and I like lots of them. He's got one that's going to be a big hit called Deadwood that's going to be on his next record, and it will be a hit, but the very first song I ever heard by him is called the Knott County Mounties. And this is an absolutely true story written about an event that happened up in Hindman, Kentucky, when he and his brother Greg, my other good buddy, were younger. And all the names of all the people in this song are real. And I don't know these people. I didn't grow up there. I've never been there. But I've heard so many hilarious stories about these people that I feel like I've been there. And every time I pull out my Mark Barker music, I always make it a point to hear Knott County Mounties, the very first Mark Barker song I ever heard. And I've had some wild and crazy times with this guy. And he's a good, good guy and a great musician and a good singer. And he's done some good songs. And he still gets mad at me probably when he hears me talk about this song because it's so old. But I just love it. the Knott County Mounties here on the Newsom.org Rancho Cast.
One, two, three, four.
Benton Pickman's in the jail in Hindman. Last night he was drunk on Rebel Yell. Sheriff George Mullen saw him stagger and hauled him down to the Riverside Hotel. Call for George Mullins, bring in Tab. There's a couple of dyers fighting up at the drive-in. Where's Homer Hall? Someone said, they're the Knott County Mounties serving you so well. With Homer Hall boys, unless you want the cuffs slapped on your wrist, he'll cold cock you and sock you in the jailhouse, your pistol whipped if you try to resist. Call for George Mullins, bring in Tab. There's a couple of dyers fighting up at the drive-in. Where's Homer Hall? Someone said, they're the Knott County Mounties serving you so well. Down on Main Street, got a case of tall boys ice down in the trunk. When he crashed through Funny Smith's store window, heard old Blue say, I believe Bud's drunk. Call for George Mullins, bring in Tab. There's a couple of dyers fighting up at the drive-in. Where's Homer Hall? Someone said, they're the Knott County Mounties serving you so well.
You know, there's some stupid songs that are funny, and there's some great songs, but I tell you, when you put one together like that, that's the Reese Cup of music right there, friends. That's a good song that I think is utterly hilarious because I know so many stories about the people that are in it. Okay, we're down to our last song, and as is our tradition, we're going to end up with a blues song. This song is one I heard off on XM a few months ago, and I immediately went home, went to Amazon.com, and bought it. It's by a guy that, oddly enough, even though I'm a lifelong blues fan, I'm embarrassed I'd never heard of until I heard the song. It's a guy named Willie Kent, who's a pretty well-known Chicago blues guy. And this is a song called I Had a Dream. And Willie Kent has got a great band, and he's got a great voice. He's one of my favorite blues vocalists. This is Willie Kent doing I Had a Dream, wrapping things up for us here on the February 4th edition of the Newsom.org Rancho Cast.
that ever happened, happened to me. We was holding hands. She was my best friend. We was holding hands. She was my best friend. We didn't even have a crossword.
I'll tell you if it's a better blues song than that one. I sure haven't heard it. Let me say a word about the music real quick before we sign off. I'm a musician and songwriter, have been for a long time. I'm not trying to steal music from anybody. These are low bitrate MP3s. I'm trying to promote some music that I don't think gets promoted enough. All of these records, with the exception of a couple that I'll talk about in a minute, are available at Amazon.com or your favorite bricks and mortar retailer. Go buy them. Check them out. These are some good, good musicians making some good music. The Steve Pride record, you're probably going to have to go to eBay and look for it, but it's worth buying if you can find it. Robert Bobby, I don't know where he is, but somebody tell me and I'll buy all his records. The Mark Barker record, you can get it at CD Baby. Or you can go to markbarker.com. If you go there, email him about 10, 15, 20 times and tell him that you think that Knott County Mounties, K-N-O-T-T, County Mounties, is the funniest song you've ever heard. Thanks for listening. Please tell your friends about us. Our listenership numbers are increasing, but we've got a long way to go. I think we're doing some things that you don't see or hear everywhere out in the podcast world. And so if you like this kind of music, please tell your friends about it so we can get enough people to make this thing worthwhile. I enjoy doing it. I'm trying to promote some music that I think ought to be heard. And so I'd really appreciate it if you'd tell your friends about us and ask them to give us a listen. This is Kent Newsom. This will do it for the February 4th edition of the Newsom.org Rancho Cast. Come check us out at Newsom.org. Send me an email, make a comment, let us know what you want to hear. And once again, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.